Association and the Ad Council.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, you. 29 degrees right now. Still got some fog, still got a few clouds out there. Well, it is time to ask Agent Amanda. Amanda Frederick in talking to us. You do this a couple times a month. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always great to have you in studio.
Good to be here. I come on Fridays because then we're both in a little more chipper mood.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I always say I like to bottle Friday, bring it back on Monday.
Yep.
Feel good about it.
I agree.
So I'm going through my birthday list, and I see something on Sunday for Matt Frederick.
Yeah, I know him.
You got a birthday. We don't want to say how old, do we? We would probably stay away from that.
No, we'll let people take guess at that one. Okay. He might get mad at me.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So, we don't want to cause any marital strife here.
Yeah, we started the celebrations this morning for him. So it's his birthday weekend, we're going to call it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah? That's cool. I didn't know he was on that list.
He was. So it's out there. Now everybody knows about
good.
It. Now he's got a double dose because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
We're talking today about homeowners insurance.
Yeah.
And it's become a very wide and varied thing.
Correct.
Tell us about this.
Well, first off, I always try to keep it interesting, but this morning I got to go a little insurance nerd on you here.
That's fine.
Because it's becoming so relevant. So Minnesota, North Dakota has experienced record claims these last couple years. You know, the hail, the wind we've seen.
Right.
And so we're seeing a lot of companies do different things with their homeowners policies to help compensate for the losses they took the past couple years.
Okay.
So you used to go into an insurance office and ask for a homeowner's quote, and it was probably, you thought, pretty standard from company to company.
Right.
So if you say, I want an apples-to-apples quote, they would try to quote as close as possible. Well, with all the changes from these storms and from companies that took big losses that couldn't handle that, or companies that said, you know, if we're going to continue doing business in this state, we're going to make changes. So first off, we're seeing some companies just pull out of Minnesota and North Dakota.
Seriously.
It's gotten that bad. They took big losses these past few years, and they won't insure right now. So if you are in one of those cases, you'll get a notice. It'll say, hey, please be aware, we're not renewing your policy. You'll have to go shopping for insurance.
Sure.
But what other companies are doing is they're making some tweaks to their policies. So here's the things you need to know. When you go shopping for homeowners insurance, you can't just ask for a homeowner's quote because you don't necessarily know what you're going to get. And what I mean by that, some companies offer what's called actual cash value on their policies.
Okay.
So let's say your home is worth, I'm going to use easy round numbers. Let's say your home has a value replacement of $100,000, but it's 50 years old. They might say, well, we'll insure that home for cash value of $50,000 because the home is 50 years old. So if you have an actual cash value policy and your home burns down, you're not going to get $100,000 to replace it. You're going to get $50,000, where you might be going to another company that's quoting you replacement cost. So if your house burns down, even though it's not new, it's still 50 years old, they're going to give you $100,000 for replacement cost. So if you are just looking at a policy and only looking at the numbers and not understanding what type of coverage you have, do you have actual cash value or do you have replacement cost? That makes a big difference when you have a claim.
I bet it would.
Yeah. Even on a roof, let's say you have an actual cash value on your roof and you take hail damage and you find out your roof is 20 years old, so you're really not going to get anything at all because they've depreciated it out versus having a replacement cost policy. Well, they'll say, well, we know your roof is 20 years old, but we're going to replace it for you because you have replacement cost coverage. So when you're out comparing rates, right now there's a lot of shakeup in these two states because of the changes we're seeing. Make sure you understand the type of coverage you're getting.
Perfect.
Are you getting
a
depreciated value or are you getting a replacement value? Big difference. Yep.
And if your insurance agent is up to snuff, or he or she can help you navigate through
correct.
All this, right?
Yeah, you don't need to know that. You just need to know to ask that.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, especially if you're trying to do it yourself online, which I would never recommend.
Oh, no.
But if you try to do that, you have to understand you can't just look at the numbers. You have to understand the coverage behind the numbers
mm-hmm.
and what's really going to happen. And some companies don't have options. They have to give you actual cash value, and some have to give you replacement costs, but it's understanding the difference and asking those questions.
Boy, this is so good because it did. It used to be just under one standard umbrella, and this was your homeowner's insurance.
Yeah.
Period. And now it's just gotten, like I said, it's gotten so wide and varied.
There's so many different things to look at. So again, finding an agent you know, you trust, you mm-hmm. can have these conversations with, understanding what's really behind those numbers. Yep.
Great information, Amanda.
Did I go too nerdy on you there?
No.
Good.
I stayed with you the whole time.
Good.
And if I can do that, yeah, everybody
I
can do it.
I hope somebody else got some value. Yeah, you
absolutely.
Bet.
Absolutely. Amanda, always great to have you in
yeah,
here
thanks so
a couple
much.
Fridays a month. I'd say stay warm, but that's not tough to do.
Oh, we're staying warm now, yeah. How about stay on your feet? It is a bit icy.
Okay, yeah, watch that when you're out there.
I skated in here this morning, yep.
All right, always a pleasure.
Thanks so
Amanda
much.
Frederick, thanks for stopping by. It's 9:26. It's the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, got a cloudy sky going, 28 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
On Thursday's Farm Talk from the KMOT Ag Expo, I had a chance to talk weather with NDON Director Daryl Richeson.
How unusual is this weather and temperatures, the warmth that we're having right now?
Well, you know, we're warm because we don't have any snow on the ground. And so,
right.
you know, and when we had a cold snap a couple of weeks ago, we didn't get as cold as we would have been if we had a foot of snow on the ground. You know, so, I mean, a lot of this is the pattern, no doubt, but a lot of it is also the fact that we don't have snow on the ground. And we don't have snow on the ground, you're always 10 or 20 degrees warmer than you otherwise would be. And so, I mean, 11, 12.